It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Darren Copeland Experience. Welcome back here on a Friday. It's a Fiesta Friday. Mi gente. Escúchame, mi gente. Yo tengo bien hablando.
I don't know what you're saying. And I'm okay with that because, honestly, I'm enjoying the juxtaposition of watching curling in the desert with this music.
All right, so if you are...
streaming us live at home?
Just in case. So CBS SN has always will go towards Olympic athletics because they have the Olympics, so NBC, so you might as well exploit and try and build up some of these people, so that's what they're using NBCSN for. So on NBCSN on Friday night is curling.
And it actually says curling night.
Yeah.
So apparently Friday is curling
And they're doing it
night.
From Las Vegas, which is spectacular.
Yes.
Because they can.
Say that to them in Spanish.
Yeah, say it to them in Spanish. Gauntlet has been thrown.
Yo no recuerdo. Yo no recuerdo. It's en serio.
I don't know.
Conchale.
I don't know.
Mi esposa es no es feliz conmigo.
Well, if she's listening, she could probably call up and tell you how
she's
to
not going
to.
If you want to call in and just, you know, talk to us about some of this ridiculous stuff that we're talking about, 303-831-1340. You can also check us out on Facebook. That is at Facebook. And you can check the page, Darren Copeland Experience. And let's see what else. You can Twitter me. This makes me sound like an old man when I say
yeah,
Twitter.
It does.
Okay. So give me the tweets under Darren Copeland, Darren underscore Copeland.
And the Insta flashes.
And the my face.
Yes.
So.
I switched it over to the. I switched it over to the All-Star game, which is World versus the USA. Oh, okay. That's why. Because it's the world celebrities versus the USA celebrities. That's what's
no.
Going
this
on.
is actually the futures game.
Oh, this is the Rising Stars.
This is the Rising Stars game, and if you are a Nuggets fan, then I must say that we are the world because we have Jokic is in there and Moutier is on there.
That's
is on the
true.
Starting. Those two are both in the starting lineup. So, you know, that's a 2/3 of the starting lineup of the futures game.
Wait a minute, I thought Moutier was hurt.
No. No.
They're just not playing him.
Well, he's a little maybe hurt.
Not hurt enough to not play in this
well,
game.
Well, his problem is that you have to understand that Jokic moves off motion, and this offense moves better on motion, and he likes to sit there and dribble the ball at the top of the point waiting for a pass, you know, like he saw when Jesus Shuttleworth did it a long time ago.
Jesus Shuttleworth. Oh, my God.
But the difference is that, you know, you need to move the offense. In order for you to be a good offense in the NBA, you need to have motion and people need to be constantly moving. And that means you as a point guard need to be moving as well. You need to be moving from space to space, and he doesn't do that. Jameer Nelson does a much better job. Jameer Nelson realizes, you know, finally after he's like 60 or however old he is, he has learned that, you know, playing with a big man it gives you mismatches, and then the more mismatches you have against the team, regardless of whether or not you have a star, if you can get mismatches in a game, you'll win that game.
Yeah, it helps to have a star, though.
Well, yeah, because then you have a better chance of having a mismatch. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And if you have two stars, then you have a twice as good chance, right? But if you have a tall guy against not a very tall guy or whatever it is.
So that makes me wonder. So they were just showing Westbrook. And, you know, when Westbrook and KD were together in Oklahoma City, they would have had a ton of mismatches. And then I'd go back to the time when Harden was there. So that trio was amazing. And I don't, still to this day, don't understand why Oklahoma City got rid
Couldn't
of them.
Couldn't pay them all. Yeah. Couldn't pay them all.
Why not? Cleveland is paying everybody.
Because
James because says, go get me this guy.
Yes, because that is the price of pennants. For I mean, serious. That's the price of penance. But him coming back to Cleveland after everything that happened, and him coming back and winning a title, and him coming back and doing it, it was going to take deep pockets. Most people can't do that. Most teams can't do that.
I don't know. I think
so. You can't. I mean, at Oklahoma City, you can't get all three.
I got.
They had
think
two,
you
and
can.
they were this close from going to the finals last year.
I got to think if the guy in Cleveland can go ahead and afford to pay that luxury tax for going over the salary cap, then the guy who's probably made his money in oil in Oklahoma City could probably afford to do it too. He just chose not to.
All of them could.
They choose not to. I would have chosen to pay him.
You know, they, you know, in Cleveland, there was not a choice.
Well, not if they
wanted LeBron James.
Not if they wanted LeBron James back. I agree.
It was a very unique place for a city that, I mean, has been, and Denver has been a part of this, which has beaten down Cleveland for a very long time.
I feel bad for the Browns.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for any of them, but I understand. But I understand their, you know, their happiness when they finally got, you know, a championship from their hometown guy.
I just dislike LeBron so much that I really was rooting against him.
Why do you hate LeBron so much?
He's a punk. I don't like him.
Punk?
I do not like him. Anybody that gives themselves a nickname when they're 16 and calls themselves the king, and then instead of staying with that team that was his hometown team, instead of staying there and working it out and trying to build a championship the way they're supposed to be built, the way that Golden State did it, he decides, I'm just going to take the easy way out and get my buddies to go down to Miami.
Don't know what you've lost till it's gone, man. You don't know what you've lost till it's gone.
He just wanted the easy way to win a championship.
Cleveland needed to see exactly what they were missing by not putting anything around LeBron. LeBron went somewhere else. You can agree with that or disagree with that, whatever.
He just wanted an easy win.
Maybe he did. That's all he wanted. Whatever.
And to me, that's all right, a punk.
Whatever. So anyway, he won two, three, whatever that was.
He won two.
And then he came back and said, listen, if you want to do this, we're going to do this, but we're going to do it my way, and we're going to spend your money doing it my way.
Yeah, which is fine, because he is the coach, and he is the GM.
I don't think he's a coach, man.
The only thing he's not is the owner. So in that case, when he builds this team, because he has built this team, then he complains to the owner that the team isn't built correctly and he needs more help. That's a bitch-ass move. That is a punk move right there. I do not like him. He whines. And all he does is put his head down and run people over to the basket. That's all he does, man. Is he the best passer in the league? No. Is he the best shooter in the league? No. Is he the best rebounder in the league? No.
Is he the best player in the league?
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, who else? I mean, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'd take KD or Curry or Harden.
No way. All of those guys do not have the intangibles that he does, especially on the defensive side.
The intangible is
none of those people play defense.
Tall and built like a linebacker.
He is 6'9". He's built like a very large linebacker or a very large tight end.
That's his intangible. That's the only intangible he has is that he's just bigger and stronger than everyone else.
No. KD is 7 foot tall.
But he's not built like
that. Yes, exactly right, because that's what LeBron has done to put himself up. He is the best two-way player in the game by far.
Oh, come on.
Westbrook doesn't play defense. All right, Westbrook does not play defense. Harden plays less defense than that.
Actually, only because he's now moved to the point guard. Do you realize that a couple of years ago, Harden actually was ranked in the top 10 as a defensive player? So,
do you realize that now people make fun of him on a daily basis for how atrocious that is? I'm not talking about 2 years ago. I'm talking about now. He's atrocious.
Doesn't mean he's not capable. He chooses not to. He makes a business decision.
Okay, LeBron chooses to do it, and LeBron chooses to block in game 7. Ugh. I mean, one of the greatest plays in NBA history.
Mm-mm.
That block?
You have bought into the hype. Come on. It was a good play.
Bought into the hype.
It was a good play.
It was a great play. It
wasn't one of the greatest of all time in the NBA. Not even close. Are you kidding?
In the NBA Finals, yes. Ray Allen. Okay, you have Ray Allen in game 6.
Who bailed LeBron out.
Who cares? Who cares? That's a great shot. I'm telling you about great shots.
Is it one of the best plays in NBA history?
That block? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Not even close. I will give you Larry Bird.
Name for me another block.
No, you didn't say block. You said play.
Okay.
Is it one of the best? Is it among the best plays in NBA history?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Name for me another block that you can remember in the NBA Finals.
I don't know another block. But
exactly.
It's not another play. There are better plays. You didn't say block.
Might be better plays.
You didn't say block.
I changed it up. I'm allowed to change it up.
You're not. That's just,
I am.
No.
You know why? Because it's the Darren Copeland experience.
Well, then you're incapable of arguing your point. You said play. I can name you several plays that are better than that. As far as the block, I don't know.
Your LeBron James is showing, man.
I hate him. I can't stand him.
I can tell.
The only person I dislike more than LeBron James is probably Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. Probably Bill Belichick.
Big Fuzz.
Or their offensive coordinator.
Big Fuzz. Claws in, please. It's Fiesta Friday.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It is Fiesta Friday. Let's stop talking about people I don't
hablar,
like.
303-831-1340. Okay.
That's what she said.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.